And I've got a little short bio here from him that I'm going to read. A fantastic songwriter from Chicago, Mike has written hundreds of songs driven by groove and a love for the craft. Classically trained on piano, which he began playing at the age of 7, Mike also plays guitar, bass, and drums. His earliest work stems from jazz improv classes taken at St. Xavier College in Chicago while he was in high school. After years of playing keys and bass in cover bands, Mike decided to devote his music career, to songwriting in the early 90s. His debut album, It's About Time, was released in October 2002, and has gained popularity in the Midwest, as well as other regions in the USA. All right, and with that is... Okay, can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
There's a bit of a buzz.
Yeah, I know. I'm still kind of working the bugs out of this thing. Were you listening to the broadcast at all? Did you hear your song, and could you hear things coming through okay?
I did not hear the song. I was trying to connect with my Mac, and it was giving me problems.
Oh, okay. Because I just played your song like 2 minutes ago. And I'll actually play it again a little later on in the show. This is only the second day that I've been doing this, so I'm just kind of working the bugs out a little bit and trying to get it so I can record the shows and then put them out as sort of podcasts on my website. But I appreciate you sending in the song, and I got to tell you, it's great music. I really
really
enjoyed it a lot. You've got a nice, very clean sound. It's fantastic. So I just I'll probably just ask you a couple of questions. This is actually going to go right out onto the show. I'm just going to record it now, and then I'm going to play it back. This thing only allows you to play either a song has to be going, or you can talk. You can't do both. So what I'm doing is just recording you on my 16-track. And then when the music stops, I'll click back to microphone, and it'll be like you just called in, okay? So it'll be a little bit of a delay, but it should work. So we're going to give this a shot. So your bio says that you're from Chicago. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what are you doing now? Are you playing live? Or?
I work full-time at a technology company.
Okay.
And I spend a lot of time writing music outside of work, you know, and playing it live. I do a lot of solo acoustic stuff. I also play with a band.
Okay.
We do some covers and originals around the Chicago area.
Are you playing anywhere right now, currently? You want to plug any place?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, I said, do you want to? Are you playing anywhere right now that you wanted to mention?
The next show we have scheduled is September, the end of September at Valley Doyle in Aurora for a benefit. It's called Rock the Heart Benefit.
Okay.
I think I can dig up that link to it. In a minute.
Okay, while you're doing go ahead.
Yeah, so that's the next gig. That's going to be with the band. We're going to be playing with a bunch of bands that night, and we'll probably play a set of, 10 or 12 songs.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I just wanted to mention your website, in case people want to find out more about you. You are music.
Say again.
I just wanted to mention your website.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I can't quite hear what you want to mention. What?
I wanted to mention your website.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. So I think the best one to go to is probably my blog, which is Mike Eklin. That's M-I-K-E. Echlin posterous.com.
Okay, great.
And It's got some unreleased demo material on there. It has just some random stuff. It also has links to all my music.
Great. Okay, so that's where you can find Mike. I wanted to ask you too. Your sound has a lot of influences that I can hear. Who were some of your influences when you were growing up? Musical influences.
Yeah. I grew up listening to a lot of the progressive rock bands. Actually, Rush was one of my favorite bands growing up. I listened to a lot of Peter Gabriel and Sting, and a lot of 80s rock. A little bit into the Def Leppard, Bon Jovi stuff, but not too much. But I think as I started writing more, I think some of my influences changed. And I was pulling from different things, like different genres and bands, like Dada or Bob Dylan or R.E.M. I usually write on an acoustic guitar.
Okay.
And then take it from there. And I think most of the, most of the ideas that I come up with usually are from that vein, alternative kind of pop rock.
Okay, I could definitely hear a little bit of R.E.M. in that song, Release Me. It had a certain, certain ting-tong.
Right. Yeah, I wrote that one probably 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I think R.E.M. was doing a lot of things about 10 years ago. I haven't heard anything from them recently.
Right.
I think they've probably just taken their money and gone and bought farms and retired or something. I'm not sure where they went. Okay, anyways. Well, listen, I want to thank you really for sending in, because you're helping me getting this thing going. And hopefully we'll get more people. If you have any friends that are musicians who want to send their songs, please have them send it here. And I'll be happy to play them and to plug the music. And I want to try to build this thing up. I've been having a little bit of trouble with Shoutcast, but slowly but surely, I will hopefully get this thing up and have some people listening. So, again, thank you for calling, and I'm going to play this conversation right now.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Okay? All right. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, good luck with everything, and I appreciate you playing the song.
Oh, no problem. I'll play it again towards the end of the show.
Perfect.
Okay, take care. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. You too.